A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Time for our International News Week in Review here on Money FM. And for that, I'd like to welcome back Cheryl Lu Cheng, the author and certified high performance coach. Good to see you once again, Cheryl.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, it's always good to get your views. You're one of the inspiring leaders across Singapore. We're going to hear about what you've been up to later. But let's first talk about yet another really distressing gun violence incident in Chicago. Five people killed and five police officers wounded on Friday when a gunman opened fire in an industrial area on the outskirts of Chicago. And we saw this sort of unfold in a small suburb about 65 kilometers west of central Chicago. The gunman who was killed was identified as a 45-year-old, believed to be an employee of the facility where he caused the mayhem. And police don't know, Cheryl, the motive for the shooting. It just seems like there's another year begins and the year of the pig is underway, and yet there's more horrible incidents of gun violence.
I think, you know, if you see the trend of changes across the globe, there's been an increase in terms of changes in the workplace, changes in people's personal life, and globally just a lot of changes. And it's just whether the people involved are able to cope with it and whether the people around them are able to spot that there's a sense of anxiety or there's a sense of loneliness because they can't share with people, right? And I think particularly in Asia, where people are fairly more private, if there's something that happens, like this particular person in the Chicago case have lost his job, does he have anybody to talk to? You know, is it a loss of face if you were to lose your job? So I think there are many trigger figures, and whether we are able to spot them as friends, as colleagues, as leaders, and what can we do about it?
Isn't it interesting that, you know, with all the social media that we have, you know, we're always updating what we're doing on, you know, Instagram or, you know, Facebook or whatever it is, and yet people feel more isolated than ever before, and we're seeing more of these incidents around the world.
Yeah, it's a shame that we have so many friends online, but very few belly-to-belly friends that you can really share with. And I think that's the masks that we have put on for ourselves, how well we are on the social platform. But in real life, we are coping and we are sometimes trying to find our float.
I know that you're a Singaporean, you're from Asia, but you've spent a lot of time in the US. Do you think this is a gun issue or is it a mental health issue?
I strongly believe that it's a wellness issue if you were compare the lives that we are leading right now, how connected are we to the people around us, you know, in terms of relationship? How aligned are we in the first place to the work we do and the lives that we are living? And therefore coping perhaps with dual identity or different expectations has become increasingly a pressure cooker, right? And the third thing is, are we meaningfully contributing? Because if we are not meaningfully contributing, then in our minds, everything is just not meaningful anymore. And, you know, there's loss of purpose.
Yeah, I think you're right. When we feel connected, when we feel we're doing something meaningful and substantial, then we feel, you know, I guess healthier in a mental state. But, like you travel a lot to the US. Do you ever feel unsafe in the US knowing the number of guns that are in circulation?
Well, you know, Jason, I travel around the world and I always have the belief that what's meant to be would be, and you should not let fear rule your life because you have only one life. So go for the adventure. And I know the first trip I went to New York City some 15 years ago, people tell me, oh, be careful of this, that, other. But, you know, I walk down the streets just like a normal New Yorker and you know, just be careful. You know where you should avoid. You know what time, you know, you should not be out in the streets. Just be smart about it and be minding your own business and enjoy the adventure.
Yeah. So just kind of have your wits and trust your intuition, I guess, and don't go anywhere that doesn't look quite right.
And I think that's why, you know, earlier we were talking about street smarts is so important right now, being street smart, because things are evolving. Nothing being taught in school, etc., is going to serve you. You need to discover your and grow your own intuition and street smartness.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, let's stay in the US with US President Donald Trump saying he's going to declare a national emergency to gain funding to fulfill his pledge to build a wall along the border. border with Mexico, and he made that announcement last week at the end of the week as they averted another partial shutdown of the federal government. Of course, there's a big gap in the number of the amount of money that's being made available for border security. What's your take on this, Cheryl? Is this something that he's trying to please his base? Is this something that really is a national security issue?
Well, I would say that he who dares to run the risk of partially shutting down the government will take the extreme, you know, in my view, might just very well take the extreme kind of decision because he just wants his way to be done.
But right? Why does he want his way? Is it because he wants to appease those, right-wing elements in the media that will criticize him if he steps down? Or is it because he really is concerned about, people pouring across the border and illegal drugs coming in?
Well, I think in general, that has been in existence for a very long time. And is this having that world the best way to shut things out? You know, every time we have a hard rule, there's always going to be people who will try to hack it. So why do you want to build a hard rule when you know that it's going to be broken? Are there other ways to deal with it? And if he's really of that urgency, then don't take a long-term view. Take a 90-day view. What can we do about it in 90 days to minimize all the so-called damages that he's seeing?
This is our International News Week in Review with Cheryl Liu Cheng, author and certified high-performance coach. Let's stay with the U.S. and the U.S.-China trade talks. And we saw the markets last week, Cheryl, reacting positively. They think that's going well. And the talks continue this coming week. But we're all a bit skittish, aren't we, about what's going to happen? Because if these two biggest economies in the world fall out, it's going to affect everyone.
Well, I think that they're well aware of that. And, you know, in my opinion, I've traveled to both continents. And in my opinion, I think at worst, it would be a stalemate. Mm. In any case, life goes on for everybody. You know, you will see how the Brexit response was when it first happened. Everybody was, doom and gloom. But people find a way to still thrive. And I believe whatever that happens in terms of international trade, well, we will just be diamond that's being under-polished to be more resilience in the markets that will follow.
You know, we look at what Xi Jinping is doing, and he's such a shrewd leader. Do you think he's going to give much? Because I think the U.S. is asking a lot from China, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that might be a misreading and that they have not realized that China has evolved, the leadership has evolved, and economy has evolved.
Okay, what about, let's move now, you mentioned Brexit, let's move to the U.K., Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, she's issued a fresh plea to Conservative MPs to unite and deliver on Brexit, urging her party to move beyond what divides us and sacrifice personal preferences. And her rallying call follows another tumultuous week at Westminster that saw tensions in the Tory party reach boiling point, with one of her own ministers accusing his Eurosceptic colleagues of treachery. And we have to feel sorry for Theresa May. I mean, you're a leader. She's a leader. She's inherited something that is really hard to manage.
Yeah, it is really sad to see the state of politics both in the UK and the US. Mm-hmm. But I think if you take another lens, it's worse to see the treatment that we are giving our leaders, right? In the case of Theresa May, she may not have the most charismatic, be the most charismatic of them all, but she's handed a job that she has to do, right? And for better or worse, she is the leader right now, and she has to deal with it regardless of the humiliation or the representation that we have been seeing in the news. But I think generally, I don't know if it would offer a clue to say, from my female friends in business running major corporations, whether it is an incidence of people trying to undermine her leadership, thoughts and ideas because she's a female. That would be most interesting to study because I would love to see a world where we respect our elders and our leaders and have an open debate around that and let our leaders get their job done.
Well, Theresa May will return to Brussels for further talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker this coming week and reveals plans to speak to the leaders of every EU member state over the coming days. You know, you mentioned that she's not the most charismatic of characters, but she is resilient. You know, she's dogged. She's not going to give up, not going to step down. How do you compare her to Margaret Thatcher, you know, the first female British Prime Minister?
I think Theresa May is a tad more collaborative, and she's also aware of what's happening across Europe. I think Europe itself is having their own battles, right, with massive youth unemployment in Spain. Italy is in recession. You know, Greece economy has been battered for a decade. I think she knows what she has on hand. And if the way that she's been managing it's actually for the new world, but really a tough world to be navigating through. And if I were to suggest, is to take a longer term view of what's happening, you know, and to see that under all this turbulence, UK will come out better. And actually, not everything is doom and gloom in the UK right now. Employment has boomed. There's an increase in salary. So I think we need to take a more macro balanced view.
And of course, that date is fast approaching. That's the scheduled Brexit date, which is March the 29th. It's very, very soon. Cheryl Liu Cheung, thank you so much for your International News Week in Review. We're going to have more from her in a minute right here on Weekend Mornings. Money FM 89.3.